I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey. Now, Radio Monterey brings you information unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. Visit RadioMonterey.com to take a look at the shows and hosts and get the information direct, unfiltered, so you can be better informed in your life. In addition, Magic for Life is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, which is coming back to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 29th and 30th. It's Halloween, Samhain, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, the days when the veils between the worlds are thin, which means it's time to have fun. So you can come in costume. Come as who you might have been. Come as who you might become. Come as who you are. But either way, come. Visit rhodaspsychicfair.com. Get on the email list so you can be informed of ongoing events such as the virtual psychic fairs every month, the quarterly previews, and other webinars that are planned. So you can be informed about those and be notified to remind you October 29th and 30th at the Monterey Fairgrounds. Well, it is the 6th of June, and this year is trudging along. For our Muslim brothers and sisters out there, we want to wish them well as they've started their Ramadan at sundown last night. Now, Ramadan is their 30-day fasting period. They fast from sunup to sundown. It starts with a large meal on the first evening, which started at sundown, a good meal. Then they fast from sunup to sundown, and then they have a meal each evening. And they finish, of course, in 30 days in July, with a large meal and celebration. But it's really meant to help do a cleansing and purification of the system, to put them better in touch with their prayers and connections to God or Allah. So it's a very important time of the year for them. So if you work or interact or know some, be honoring of them through this process. And I don't know about you, but if I'm going through the day not eating, it takes a lot of discipline and self-control for me to get through that day. And of course, because it's what I do, I want to share some day-by-day with James Allen. Now today, as we said, is the 6th of the month. It's the 6th of June. And in 1903, James Allen released his essay, As a Man Thinketh. And the title, of course, comes from Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, which says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And what James Allen wanted us to remember is that we create our present reality through our past thoughts and actions. We create the reality around us through our thoughts and actions. But our past thoughts and actions don't predict our future. Our future is created every day in every way by our present thoughts and actions. So each day, we have an opportunity to create a new future. And in Day by Day by James Allen, his words have been parsed out, so there's a little bit for each day of the month. And so for this day, the sixth day, it says, release the past. Don't dwell upon the sins and mistakes of yesterday so exclusively as to have no energy and mind left for living rightly today. And don't think that the sins of yesterday can prevent you from living purely today. that goes right to what I just discussed. That no matter what happened yesterday, no matter what happened 5 minutes ago, it doesn't prevent you from reframing and creating a new future going forward. Remember that. And we'll do a forgiveness prayer later on in the hour. But I also want to share from the Daily Word from Unity that their phrase for today is, I inspire others by living the truth that I know. Now, certainly something that I always struggle with, not the living of the truth, but the conveying of the truth to others. One of the areas that I know is one of my consistent trigger points is when I'm conveying the truth of who I am and what I know, and others are diminishing or demeaning that. I had that experience this morning, and I don't respond well to that. I responded well in the moment, but I made it clear I won't ever do that again. Make sure that you are living your truth, and make sure you're finding the best way to share an expression of your truth, which sometimes means you express and sometimes means you say nothing. But it must be your truth. If you are not operating from integrity, and the outcome and results of what you do will demonstrate that, if you're not operating from integrity, then you can't be operating from a spiritual or divine place. So make sure, as the Daily Word is telling us for today, I inspire others by living the truth that I know. Also keep in mind that truth is variable, because as you gain more information, more knowledge, more awareness, you may find your truth shifting, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. While truth is absolute, it's absolute in a moment, and it's absolutely different for each and every one of us. But that leads us to our segment today. Kirilani is known as the Bridge of Light. She's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. With her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, Kirilani is a real-world agent of transformation. Her unique fusion consultations bring great insights and transformation. And also, as an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and color, she provides custom essential oil blends, hand-dyed silk scarves to empower personal vibrations. So Kirilani joins us every Monday to provide her unique telling of the energy of the week, the month, and the year, and her go with the flow. So let's listen to Kirilani and her go with the flow. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Solazar. Well, happy June to everyone. It's been a beautiful couple of days as we've kicked off June in this last week, and a very powerful, powerful week and powerful weekend. So I hope everyone had a fabulous time. The new moon was on Saturday, going into Sunday, right, Solazar? I have my days right. And yesterday, pardon?
Yeah, 8 p.m. Pacific, Saturday evening.
Yeah, so we still have a little bit of that influence of that new moon cycle, because Sunday then kicked off this portal of new beginnings. And the new moon is always a good time to start with those new beginnings, those new seeds. What is it that you want to create? Because this whole first 6 months of the year, your soul is asking you that. What do you want to create for yourself, for your life, for the world? What do you want to create? And here we are, once we get up to June, June takes whatever those seeds are, whatever your plan is, and starts expanding it. June is this beautiful month of expansion and growth and freedom and adventure. Every time I say freedom, it reminds me of that Braveheart freedom. But we have to have Solazar do that for us because he does it so much better than I do. Solazar, can you pull that one off? Solazar, are you there? Huh, maybe he's not listening. So, expansion, growth, freedom, adventure, embracing change. So this is the time to to really start kicking things into action. Because although we're still in the creative cycle of the year, it creates this wonderful bridge, June and July do, that unifies the creative and manifesting cycles and portions of the year. So it's very, very powerful for getting those wheels of motion going, for those seeds that you have planted, getting them to sprout and nourishing and nurturing their growth. So ideally, in May, where we had all of this energy of creation and creativity, we would have been putting our plan together. That gives June time to refine the plan, to say, I need more clarity in this area. I need a little more specificity in this area over here. This area is a little bit muddled, can't really see the picture, don't really understand what the requirements are. Let's put a little bit more detail on the plan over here. If we look at breaking June down into each week, then we still have a little bit more energy today in the physical body, and then starting in tomorrow, we'll be working on the emotional week of the month, the emotional portion of the month. So take a look today and say, okay, physically in my plan, where am I at? What's my current state? Where do I want to be? And what is one practical thing that I could do today in this moment that puts the energy, puts my life force, votes for the direction of my future in how I want that to be? So today and tomorrow, look at the physical. And then starting on Wednesday, go into the emotional and ask the same thing. Where am I at? Where do I want to be? That's my, you know, future vision. Those are my future seeds. And then how do I start taking action steps, practical little things in each day to nourish that seed? Because June is a little bit like taking Miracle-Gro and putting it on those seeds that you've planted. It's putting the fertilizer, putting the nourishment and the nurturing of those seeds of which ones do you want to have grow? Which ones are the most important to you? So that is the general gist of June, because June is always in our life going to go really fast. It's a very accelerating energy, and it demands change. So resisting change takes a tremendous amount of life force. But if we go with the flow of change, there's a beautiful card in the Osho Zen Tarot deck which talks about the wheel of change, and it's almost like the picture of a spiral galaxy. And that is that energy of almost like the water going down a drain, going faster and faster and faster. June is saying, okay, in some respects, your creative cycle, the time is running out for when you can plant those seeds. But if we get in the flow of change and we go with the flow of the energy of the river or the flow of the energy of the air currents as they go through that spiral and realize that as you go faster and faster, it allows that change to be used as a force of momentum and flow in your life. So if the change is going in the direction that you want, if it's going in the direction of your dreams, if it's going in the direction of the seeds that you planted, using that extra oomph from the universe, that extra acceleration and motivation, allows it to be the wind beneath your wings. You don't have to slug through the mud and do it the hard way. It can become this expansion of joy, this expansion of love, this expansion of light, and this expansion of truth in the world. How cool is that? So, if we look at some of the really powerful days that you have to work with, we already talked about yesterday being super powerful with that 1-1-1 day. And then we also have that day, June 5th, yesterday, that was a Heaven on Earth day. And we have a series of these that are going to be sprinkled throughout the month. So our next one will be June, oh, goodness, just a sec.
During this moment of silence, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir will come in singing the Hallelujah Chorus.
Okay, Solazar, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because at one point I couldn't hear you.
I wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't answering you. I didn't hear you ask me anything. So then I heard you said one moment, and so then I just came on to fill in the gap of silence.
Oh. Well, thank you for jumping in.
I was facetious, though, but go ahead. You said one moment like you were looking for something. Were you, or?
Yeah. So on yesterday, so we had that 55, Heaven on Earth Day, which is coming together with the energy of unconditionality. And the key then is we use that energy of unconditional love, unconditional trust, unconditional hope. That's our foundation bridge. And if you think of that as almost like an elevator, of going in on the first floor of the elevator, if you want to get up to the penthouse, you got to start on the first floor, unless you figured out how to fly. So that 11 energy, that Christ-conscious energy, the unconditional love and hope and trust, that's our entry point into the elevator. And then we use that energy to go and expand with this energy of June until we get to this point of heaven on earth. Now, all of June and July, how it comes together, gives us the 61 days of heaven on earth with the universe asking you, what is heaven on earth to you? All of that starts with that foundational entry point on the elevator of saying, how can I be more unconditional in my life? How can I align with more love and truth and light of who I am? And it's through that union with our soul, with the divine, that's the starting point. That's the entry point. So here we go. After we got through this one yesterday, that's going to carry us all the way up till June 14th, where we get the next infusion of that energy with an even higher wake-up call, focusing on the truth of who we are. So June is going to be very powerful for refining those seeds, doing any of that last-minute creative activity, because once we get into July, things are really just going to take off. And some people have been having a little bit of struggle of saying, how do I even keep up with what's going on today? And that's where the energy of this year comes in and helps you so tremendously. It's this ability through the energy of 2016 to let go of those things that no longer serve you, no longer align to this new dream and vision you have for your life, with this understanding and awareness of who you truly are. Any of those things that don't serve you, that are holding you stuck in a current rut, holding you imprisoned in any way, or keeping you playing small in the old way of being, this is the time to let those go. Because any little thing that, you know, something as simple as little things that you're no longer using, if you can release those, it frees up tremendous energy in your life to put toward your new seeds. So it's a beautiful energy to work with. And the other current that's going on is the transformational moon, which I talked about and Solazar confirmed was on Saturday. We're leading up to the full moon on the 20th, and that transformational moon is going to be on the same day that summer solstice is. I don't remember when that's happened recently. It's been a long time since those coincided with each other. That's tremendously powerful because we have this longest day of the year, the most light, and we're using that light focused on transformation. And any of those things that you look at in your life when you say, here's my as-is state, and this is what I would like it to be, and this is how I want to be, not outside ourselves, but remodeling inside ourselves, that combination of the transformational moon and the spiritual transformational year and this year of 2016 that's all about graduation and completion and integration and letting go gives you all the tools you need to make tremendous progress with that process of letting go, transforming, and moving in the direction of where you want to go. And don't get caught up on it being a destination, because sometimes when we think about, here I'm at, this is where I want to be, we think of it as a destination, and it is really now more a perpetual journey. It's a perpetual state of transformation. And in that, there's it helps to celebrate the improvements of the ratios, the improvements of going in the direction, of seeing growth, of seeing changes, instead of getting frustrated and saying, well, I wanted a 6-foot-tall tree. Why is it still only 3 inches tall? You have to celebrate the sprout, celebrate the little seedling poking out of the earth, celebrate each centimeter of growth. And that encourages those seeds in our life to plant, to not only thrive, but to continue to grow and expand. So those are some of our highlights for this week. I'm just looking to see, oh, there's another big day on the 8th, which is going to bring those energies I was just talking about of being able to do completion and transformation aligned with the truth of who you are, very much punctuated that day. And all month we've got energy that is facilitated by spending some time in meditation. I admit I don't do it as consistently as would benefit me, but even if you spend some time and do a power meditation from, say, 5:50 to 5:55, you know, use that energy of June to pack as much value into each moment, into each increment of time as you can, and then you make the most of the time. So those are our highlights for the week, and I wanted to reiterate the vibrational tools for June. We shared them briefly last week, but we were still in May. You can work with, for aromatherapy, lemon and cardamom. Now, cardamom is an interesting one. My grandma used to put it in her cinnamon rolls, so it just puts a smile on my face every time I smell it. It's a very powerful aromatherapy or essential oil to work, particularly on that honoring divine right timing of letting go of emotional baggage, letting go of frustration, letting go of anger. It's a very transformative tool. The lemon is very uplifting and inspiring and motivating. So both of those are delightful. Also, plumeria and gardenia, that reminds me of heaven. So back to June and July, bringing in that energy of heaven on earth, a little bit of Hawaiian tropical flower smells will always make me feel like that's a little slice of heaven. And some of the stones that you can work with, blue lace agate and carnelian, both of those are pretty easy to get your hands on. And let's see, there's another one, chrysocolla. And all three of them are really beautiful stones. You can find pocket-sized ones of those. So Solazar, I think that gives you the key things on the go with the flow. Do you have any questions or things that you want to add to that?
No, nothing about that. I mean, well, there's a yes and a no to that, I should say. This new moon was more powerful than just a 3-day portal, and it's going to stay with us until the full moon. And so people need to recognize that this new moon energy is about, you know, ripping up the floorboards and putting down new floors. And so we need to expect that there's going to be some shakeup, some transition. There's going to be some hurt feelings. We don't have to create all those, but there will be things just pulling, because it's asking us to examine our place in everything, our place in, and part of this is because of the Grand Cross of the mutable signs and planets that are really saying it's time for us to really examine our place in everything, every relationship, our career, our hobbies, where we live, what we do, how we see ourselves in the world. And I think what makes that more potent is something you touched on last week, which is since this is the last month of the creative cycle of the year, what we end up with at the end of this month, just like with James Allen, what that primary thought, that primary intention, that primary focus, that's what we're going to manifest in the next 6 months of the year.
Yeah, and I don't know how you're doing. I feel like I'm a little bit scattered. And I tend to be a pretty focused person, but it feels like in this 9 year, like, there's a lot of balls in the air. And there's a lot of things to that you could put your energy to. And that's why I was talking about, I think there's a real benefit in this first week of the month to spend a little time prioritizing a little bit and saying, what are the things that are really important to me? Because it's easy with how fast the energy is going to dissipate the time, dissipate our energy, getting spread all over the place. And I think it's important to make sure that we do the big rocks first. You know, I went to a speech one time where someone actually demonstrated that. They took a bowl and they had this bag of rice, and then they had all of these rocks. And the question was, could all the rocks fit in the vase? And if you throw the rice in and then put the rocks on top, it doesn't fit. But if you put all the big rocks in first, and then you let the rice kind of trickle in and move in and around all the big rocks, everything fits.
Yeah, and often they also add in water afterwards as well to show that. So you're right about it's really the process of what you deal with first, and certainly you're right. You deal with the large issues, the important issues, but that doesn't mean ignoring the other ones, because then they can become big issues. So the challenge in our life, as you know, is what equates to a perfect balance. And a perfect balance doesn't mean we deal with everything at once or in the sequence. We deal with the big items, but we also have to make sure that the big items are important items and not just noisy items.
Yes.
That makes sense?
And, yes. Yes. I mean, and speaking of...
A ringing phone is saying, answer me, answer me. But it might just be a marketing call. It may not be important. You know, so we have to sometimes think of things, is this a ringing phone or is this important?
Well, speaking of noisy things, I have a few things that are demanding some urgent attention. So I'm going to have to drop off, and I just wanted to wish everyone a magical week, and just keep stretching that energy from the weekend and know that it's going to keep continuing to build and grow. So it's back to, where is your energy on what you're nurturing to? You know, Solazar, you like to share the story of the young boy who talks to his grandfather about the two wolves, right, mm-hmm. inside, and asking, you know, which wolf is going to survive? Which wolf is stronger? And the grandfather said, it's which wolf you feed. And that's the question we're being asked, is those wolves inside, the one that is promoting the you that is light and love and truth and compassion, who is working with others in partnership, or the one that is choosing to be divisive and the small egocentric self? Which one do we choose to feed? And we've been asked that all month, all year, but it's ratcheting up quite a lot now, because we're kind of down to that moment of truth, that moment of light, to say, what are we choosing? And it's interesting, tomorrow is an election day. to say, what are we voting for? But we're being asked that on a constant basis this year. What do you choose? What are you voting for? Who do you want to be?
All right.
So with that,
I'll share some comments with that after you're gone.
Okay.
Nothing, you know, about what you said, but you said you had to go, so I didn't want to take your time to
thank you to
do that. So thank you, Kira, for joining
Blessings.
Us. She'll be back again next Monday with her Go With The Flow. So what I wanted to share about what Kira was also just adding, or add to what Kira was sharing there, is that whole issue of what do you choose? And pay attention, even as we're talking about Election Day, as she talked about tomorrow, is the California primary. The issue that's come up in this political cycle, so much more than I've seen in any political cycle in my life, is the division, the divisiveness, the splintering, even within the Democratic Party, with this whole issue of, you know, Hillary's a crook. If Bernie doesn't get it, I can't vote for that crook. We've created these memes, these ideas, these so supposedly foundational elements that are not factual. And we argue them as if they are factual. We emotionally commit to them as if they are factual, but we're not dispassionately reviewing facts. And honestly, folks, I'm tired of it. I am so tired of it. You know, I am a Bernie supporter. I believe his message, his politics, his integrity is extremely important. Do I support everything he says? No. Not at all. But I am a Bernie supporter. Now, if he doesn't get the nomination and Hillary Clinton does, do I support everything she says? No. But I would support her over anyone put forward by the Republican Party. Even if they supposedly at the last minute find some alternative to the insane, narcissistic, megalomaniacal Donald Trump, I would not suddenly switch and vote there. Here's the real point. We are voting for progress, and progress is inches. Progress is not revolutions. Revolutions are messy. They're disconcerting. They're off-putting. And a lot of the people suffer more through the revolution than through the incremental progress that we can make. Don't be so sure you want a revolution. Don't be so certain you're not still voting for progress if it's not your candidate. And a lot of this goes back to what we said last month, which was time to re-examine and review our embedded positions. This morning, I had a distinct, it was an argument, but we weren't arguing the facts of the situation. We were arguing an opinion against the facts of the situation. I have a certain level of expertise that I bring to my, and when I cite my expertise, I expect it to be looked at as my expertise. You don't have to agree to the outcome I come to, but don't diminish my expertise. If you're an auto mechanic, you have to prove you're not a good one before I say you're not a good auto mechanic. If you're a plumber, you have to prove you're not a good one. In essence, I start by the fact that you have a level of expertise in an area. And this morning, that's not what happened. The individual chose to argue with me against my expertise with their opinion, which is non-factually based. It's their opinion, and they think it's factually based, but it's their opinion. It's not. So I choose to excise that from my life at this time. I will no longer deal with people who cannot acknowledge our differences, our different opinions, our different views, but will argue their opinion against a set of facts or an established base of expertise. I no longer have time for that in my life. There's too much going on. At the same token, I won't argue with those people either. I don't have time for that. I don't have time to engage with that in my life. And this Gemini new moon that we experienced on Saturday, followed by, let me tell you some of what's in my blog post. So, I mean, June is going to be an active month to begin with, and it got a big push out of the gate with that new moon. This is the time for looking under the covers of what we have, what we've chosen, and what's really important for our shift. Now, Gemini is a mutable sign, meaning it's adjustable, and it relates to the concept of duality and inhabiting different worlds. So sometimes we may find ourselves jumping back and forth and trying to figure out right, wrong, right, wrong, right, wrong. Now, we still have three planets in retrograde. We have Mars in Scorpio. We have Saturn in Sagittarius. We have Pluto in Capricorn. As we know, Mercury went direct on the 22nd of May. And it will leave its shadow tomorrow. It's still in its shadow period. It'll leave it tomorrow. Now, while retrograde Mars in Scorpio loves Scorpio, it's going to shake us by the shoulders to see what have you been doing. It tells us to slow down, be clear, and get ready to take action. Saturn, our greatest teacher, while retrograde in Sagittarius, wants us to examine our foundations. Is your house in good running order? Are you doing the most efficient things in your life? Are you just living by your routine? Are you eating well? Are you resting well? With the energy of Sagittarius also, Saturn wants to rebuild your infrastructure so you can take your talents out into the world. And of course, our other retrograde planet is Pluto in Capricorn, which is good, solid Earth energy, very persistent sign, very forward-moving, step at a time. But Pluto is all about transformation, whether we're ready or not. Pluto's asking us to identify what we need so we can identify what to let go of so we can take in new energy. So with that practical energy of Capricorn, Pluto won't do too much at once, but it will rebuild, redesign, and refurbish whether we intend it or not. Now, Venus in Gemini is conjunct with the Sun in Gemini, and that was on Saturday because the Moon moved into Cancer, and it was also then conjunct with the Moon. The Sun generates the energy of self, our place in the world, how we see ourselves and how others see us. Venus is about love, romance, and connection. So with this conjunction of Venus in Gemini and the Sun in Gemini, we're asked to look at how we are in our relationships. How are we in our relationships? Not how our relationships are, how are we? Saturday's new moon conjuncts the Sun in Gemini and conjuncts Venus, and so Saturn in Sagittarius, Jupiter in Virgo, and Neptune in Pisces squared the Sun, Moon, and Venus on Saturday night. And the Venus square to Neptune, which will stay for a while, that's going to drive us to face the illusions we've built in our relationships. Now, some say this is a beautiful time to enter relationships, but this square is about going deeper in existing relationships by removing the illusions to bring it back to reality. It's not a good time to get into relationships because the illusion is in front of us. Doesn't mean don't meet new people. I'm just saying don't run off to Reno and do a weekend wedding. The Jupiter-Saturn opposition can make us feel hopeful for a change, but weighted down by what we see as the steps needed to make the shifts. The Gemini energy will confuse our decision-making ability by the shifting diorama of looking at all sides of the issues. That's our challenge, being in that mutable Gemini energy. Now, since the primary energy of our retrograde planets and the powerful energy of the new moon focus not on what is missing in your life, but on what you can do and who you can be to create the shifts you want in your life. Your creative energies will explode. Your dreams will be vivid. Don't struggle with trying to mentally figure out what you need to do. Identify what you need to change. Don't worry about how it will happen. Trust that it will happen as intended, if you allow it. And this is the time to close the chapters of your life that were created through illusion. release the childhood wounds that created the emotional attachments of want versus need. Bring out your inner adult and shine your light. Shine your light into the world. That's what we have going forward as a result of that Gemini new moon, that grand cross in the mutable signs. That energy is coming forward. And a lot of those aspects, especially with Venus, are carrying forward through the month. So don't sit back and say, the world's going to come in and redecorate for me. Some redecorating may occur. It may not be what you expect, but you need to be ready to say, who am I? What have I been doing as a routine basis that's not really living my light? How have I been expressing myself in my relationships? Is it really me, or have I been hiding? And frankly, one of the things I said earlier in the year I'm doing and I'm still doing now is I am shedding relationships that no longer serve me. People have for years established relationships with me on terms that I have accepted, but they were never my terms. Now it's only time to have relationships that are supportive, that are open, that are honest, and that are framed from integrity. And all relationships that do not have that have no place in my life. I still have some. They're still on the periphery. But I'm shedding those relationships that are not supportive. Don't have time, and you don't either. Now, I'm not talking about arguments. I'm not talking about disagreements. I'm talking about operating from places of integrity, which mean the people are honest about who they are, how they are, and what they're doing. So let's just take a quick break. And when we come back from this small break, we're going to go into some forgiveness prayers and some affirmations to help guide us forward through the rest of this month in a positive, affirmed way, and also in a way that allows us to release some of that baggage we've carried forward. This is Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar right here on Radio Monterey. We'll be right back after this.
My friend is so much fun.
He's always playing tricks on people.
He is so smart.
In fact, he's one of the most intelligent beings on the planet.
This friend can literally see through me. And I'm not kidding.
My friend races sailboats and always wins.
My friend has no problem hitting a high. No!
My friend can surf waves 25 feet high
with no board.
I'd like to see you try that.
This friend can understand us, but we can't understand him.
He saves lives.
He saves lives.
He saved human lives.
He's always smiling.
But that doesn't mean that he's always happy.
My friend doesn't belong in captivity.
My friend does not belong in captivity.
He doesn't belong in captivity.
His home is in the ocean.
But my friend is in serious trouble.
In fact, he's fighting for his life right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Off the coast of Japan, dolphins and porpoises are driven to a horrible fate.
The most attractive are chosen for life in captivity.
The others are brutally killed.
Their meat, which contains toxic levels of mercury, is sold as food.
Majority of people in Japan don't even know this is happening.
Please help us end this senseless slaughter.
Please help us get the word out.
Please join us in getting the word out.
Help us get the word out.
To find out more,
go to takepart.com/thecove.
We are their biggest threat and their only hope.
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 Hello, this is Solazar, and welcome back to Good Vibrations Radio right here on New Radio Monterey. Now, as I mentioned before we went to the break, we're going to go into the forgiveness prayers as well as some affirmations to reaffirm us as we go through the rest of this month. Now, in the forgiveness prayers, I'm going to do it a little differently than the way I usually do it. I'm going to go ahead and do the complete prayer myself, And then I'll go through and do it slower, making room for you to repeat the phrases after me. So allow yourself to be comfortable. And the reason I'm going to do it this way is I want your mind to get familiar with what's being said. So receive what's coming through. If you feel there's time for you to say it before as I'm going through it, to go ahead. But certainly wait for the second time through when I'll leave definite space for you to say it. Now, this comes from The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records by Lisa Barnett. I happen to love this prayer because it's going to take us into three levels. Forgiveness of others, forgiveness for hurt they've done caused for us, forgiveness of ourselves for hurt that we've caused others, and forgiveness of ourselves for hurt that we've caused ourselves. Please get in a comfortable place. Do not lie down. If you want to close your eyes and you're not driving or operating machinery, go ahead, but it's unnecessary. But if it helps you go through this, do that. Let's take in a nice deep breath first through our nose, out through our mouth. Let's do another deep breath. Feel the diaphragm expand, release it through our mouth. Feel that breathe, that renewed energy coming in and clearing out the stress and tension. And let us begin. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward anyone or anything that has hurt me, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive them as I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused others, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused myself, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and release the energy of the past. I invoke the power of grace and forgiveness to transform my body, mind, and heart as I return to my divine innocence. And so it is. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward anyone or anything that has hurt me, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive them as I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused others, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused myself, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and release the energy of the past. I invoke the power of grace and forgiveness to transform my body, mind, and spirit as I return to my divine innocence. And so it is. Let's close with a Ho'oponopono. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And some affirmations that are helpful for us to practice on a regular basis. I'll say them through, and then I'll say them with space for you to repeat after me. I am a worthy, deserving person. I am worthy of happiness. I am worthy of thinking my own thoughts. I am worthy of feeling my own feelings. I am worthy of loving and being loved. I am worthy of living my fortune. It's my birthright. I am worthy of being at peace with myself and the world. I have complete faith in myself, and I know my worthiness. I am a worthy, deserving person. I am worthy of happiness. I am worthy of thinking my own thoughts. I am worthy of feeling my own feelings. I am worthy of loving and being loved. I am worthy of living my fortune. It's my birthright. I am worthy of being at peace with myself and the world. I have complete faith in myself, and I know my worthiness. Let's close with Ho'oponopono. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. These are all important initiatives for us to make in this month of June, which is being framed by the Gemini new moon, that grand cross in the mutable signs, and the requirement for us to shift and change. It's asking and demanding that we create the changes in our lives that are necessary, and what changes we choose not to create will be foisted upon us, not necessarily how we'd like to see them. But it's important that when they're foisted upon us, we are willing and ready to move forward, to resolve them, to adopt them, to accept them. This is the time for each of us to be clear and seek out our truth and express from our truth. This is going to upset people, no question about it. Not everybody wants to hear our truth. People more often want to hear what they want to hear, and most often they also want to hear not our truth, but what fits what they want to hear. That's what I'm cutting from my life. If you express a disagreement to me from your truth, as opposed to from your bias, which is not a truth, from your hatred, which is not a truth, from your dislike, which is not a truth. You just think they are. But if you say, I have a dislike for something, that's a truth. If you say, I have a bias for something, that's a truth. If you say, I just don't like that person, that's a truth. Then I can hear what you have to say. But if you express back to me as if you're expressing truth, when you're expressing from those biases, no time. And you don't have time either. This is important. Expect progress this month. You may even have some unexpected forward movement. Mars will come out of Scorpio on the 22nd of June. And that's going to be another journey that we'll talk about later in the month. But this is going to be an energetic month, a high energy month. As Kiri even mentioned, she talked about this week, but it's really for the month. And because the moon is about bringing out emotions, you may want to work on examining your feelings, examining your motivations, especially when you're emotional. Get to the truth of why you're feeling that way. We'll talk about some of the Chiron aspects later in the month. And remember that we have a new segment each month on the fourth Thursday of the month when Joyce Muse shares your lucky stars and talks about the astrology of the month as well as what's going forward. And that's really an exciting time. So this is also a good time that if you need to talk about relationships and view yourself in your relationships, do it. Make sure you're doing it from the place of your truth and not from the place of your emotional reaction, not from the place of your emotional need, which is what we've carried forward in childhood. Always remember the four agreements from Don Miguel Ruiz. Now, I will admit, with his son, Don Michael, I think it's Juan or Jose Ruiz, I apologize, his son, he did the fifth agreement. But I still stick to the four agreements. I just love them and their flow. That doesn't mean don't go to the fifth agreements. But Don Miguel Ruiz reminded us, be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the words to speak against yourself or gossip about others, and use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. Don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you're immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. Don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. And with just this one agreement of don't make assumptions, you can transform your life. And always do your best. Number four, always do your best. Your best is going to change moment to moment. It will be different when you're healthy as opposed to when you're sick. It will be different when you're tired as opposed to when you're rested. But always, in every moment, do your best. And under any circumstances, simply do your best, and you'll avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. Be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally. Don't make assumptions. Always do your best, and remember, you are a worthy person. You are a worthy, deserving person. You are worthy of happiness. You are worthy of thinking your own thoughts. You are worthy of feeling your own feelings. You're worthy of loving and being loved. You're worthy of living your fortune. It's your birthright. You're worthy of being at peace with yourself and the world. Have complete faith in yourself and know your worthiness. Tomorrow, Good Vibrations Radio will be back with Sherry Sharifi Brown. Now, Sherry Sharifi Brown is interesting because she was born and raised as a Muslim in pre-revolutionary Persia. She converted to Christianity. She married into a Jewish American family, and she's the author of the Seven Commandments for Happiness and Prosperity, about the innate compatibility of the three Abrahamic religions. We actually will be back tomorrow speaking with her at noon Pacific time. We hope that you'll listen. It will be a fabulous discussion. Thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. This is Sol Azar wishing you many, many blessings, peace along your journey, and also, hopefully, you can turn the lead in your life into gold. Namaste.